You may have gone flooded, huh?
I got a call from my friend.
Okay, we ready?
I want to stop.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Can you erase this and start it over?
Don't worry about it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a regularly scheduled meeting of the Public Facilities Committee. Here at the start, we have Alderman Calducci. Alderman Black and I have lost it tonight. Alderman Albright, on my apologies. Alderman Mansfield, Alderman Weinfeld, myself, Alderman Schniffer, and our committee clerk, Shauna Sullivan. We were also joined by the president and the chair of finance, Alderman Bakers and Coletti, respectively. The first item before us this evening is 70-70, Alderman Baker recommending Lawrence Fowler of 43 Elliott Memorial Road, Newton, to be appointed as a member of the Design Selection Committee to fill the unexpired term of Jeremiah X, which expires 12/31/07. Mr. Bauer, will you join us at the table? Alderman Baker, would you like to introduce him?
Yes, I'm delighted. The primary reason, as Larry pointed out, that he's being recommended is that all you have to do is change the number on the street.
I was just going to say, that neighbors.
But it's actually 42 Elliott Memorial. It was 43. He is a principal in the firm of Solomon and Bauer, and has been involved with the city in a variety of capacities. He's been a member of the Historical Commission for a number of years. He's also been working on the Public Buildings Task Force that made a lot of the recommendations that you all see taking place at City Hall. I'm just delighted that he's interested in doing it. I think he's also a graduate of the Harvard School of Design and William Felton.
That's correct.
And I've known him for 40 years.
Can't be. Tell us, we are delighted that you are willing to serve. Tell us about your interest in doing this. And Jeremiah hasn't talked you out of it?
No, Jeremiah has moved away from there, which is why he's no longer here. And I'm not quite sure of all the circumstances. But in any case, I don't think he lives in Newton anymore.
I didn't realize that.
I think that's right. So I haven't seen him for a while, but I am an architect, as you probably all know, and I have been interested in working with the city on its public buildings on the preservation task force. And so when this opening came up, I've been with the chairman of the Historical Commission for many years and the secretary, and probably served 28 years there, and it was time for a change, so I sent a resignation to the mayor just late last year, and this is something I've always been interested in doing. I've watched closely when the Newton North High School architectural interviews were going on and have many opinions about those kinds of things, and so I thought this was a great opportunity to serve the city in a different manner.
Terrific. We're joined by Alderman Yates. Alderman Yates.
I would be most happy to move or vote for this wonderful appointment on the condition that Larry cannot leave the Public Buildings Preservation Task Force, to which he is virtually, I would say, everyone would agree, the most valuable member, who brings a credible level of expertise and even a certain amount of physical courage. I think he followed Nick up into the top of City Hall to ascertain if the building was going to crumble. So on that one condition, if no one else has moved it, I'd be happy to move it.
We just introduced it. We're running late technology, but the item has been moved, but I would like to give people an opportunity to ask questions or seek opinions or anything they would like to speak about.
I just wanted to follow up on Brian's suggestion. I think that is a requisite, if you will, for this appointment. But I just want to be sure that there would not be any conflict. I don't mean a legal conflict. But the Public Buildings Preservation Task Force does get involved in bidding projects, or just a recommended project to bid,
but not in terms of who.
Yeah,
not
I mean,
in terms
we
of who the designer
no, no, not at all.
just that so-and-so thing needs to be done, and then goes through a total different ballpark on whether or not it even will be done, and it would only be remote.
Okay, I just want to make sure that that was out on the table, and then I knew the answer would probably be no, and I see Nick has his hand up.
Yeah, I mean, that was a one-time thing. Larry and I hunkered down in the bath to try to get some specs on the lights, a few other things, but we would prefer to use an outside on-call, or, you know, because it was Larry filming a lot of his own personal time in doing the specifications for that. There's no way you can compensate that, not even with a box of Joe and donuts and that. So.
I'm curious, like, when you're selecting an architect for a job like the high school or whatever it happens to be, do you think that the architects ought to come with designs, or should they come with their qualifications and their concepts, or what do you think is the best way to do that?
Well, there are a lot of different ways to do that. I sit on both sides of this table, both for other organizations, but I also go to a lot of interviews as sort of the prime person in our firm who does that kind of work. And we get asked for lots of different kinds of information. Generally, I don't think, unless you pay for it and have some sort of a limited competition, coming with a concept, a broad concept, we would expect to do, but coming with detailed design of any kind, it is more problematic. It runs into some ethical problems. For all of us as on the other side of the table.
Which side of the table?
As an architect, you know, yeah, I mean, basically, although you are allowed to do it, it's not considered, really, because usually when you get into a project, you don't know enough about it to come in with a detailed design. There just isn't enough information at that point, so part of the process for an architect is really to work through programming and wish lists with the community and with whoever is in charge of the design process. And so that if you come in too early, well, it's a risk for us as architects as well, because when we don't know enough, we often make major mistakes. And so you can throw out good architects because they come in with a design that really doesn't address the issues that you're concerned with. So I would say you should not ask for a concept when an architect comes in. You look at his the kind of work he's done before, the quality of that work, whether it's compatible with your ideas, but no, I would not recommend coming in with it.
So what do you do if you don't ask for it, but and you have your three or four architectural firms, and one comes in with a design and the rest don't, and for some reason or other, there are people who like that design. Mm-hmm. What do?
You have to try to step back and take into account that usually even as a selecting committee, you don't yet know enough to make sure that that's the answer to the problem. And sometimes it's such a miss that it works in the opposite direction. And you try to keep a good balance and not go either way with, you try to stay neutral in that situation and not say it's bad or good, because it has really nothing to do with the skill of the architect. It's the way that competing sets you up to that creates those situations. Because we all compete for our work, and usually not on fee, but more on ideas and on former jobs and approach and compatibility with the committee.
Thank you for your answer, and thank you for being willing to serve.
Yeah.
I just wanted to welcome you, because I am a member of the Design Review Committee.
Oh, you are.
And we'll have some fun.
I went online today, and that's a committee that is not on the city's website.
Is that right?
Yeah.
We don't count.
Yeah,
we don't count.
Did you hear that?
We don't
Design Review is not on the website?
Yes, we do that for a reason.
Oh.
We don't want you to be solicited for the Starry Architects.
Well, that's interesting.
I don't know why.
Well, I'm a non-voting member of the committee, appointed by the president.
It should be. Maybe you can look into that for us.
Anyway, welcome aboard.
Yeah, the only reason that I knew that it was Jeremiah's seat was because that was on the committee's agenda when that was on the website.
Have you ever done much for the high school or schools at all?
No, that's not in my area of expertise. Not
with churches, Episcopal.
Lots of churches. Well, all kinds. Synagogues, churches.
Perfect. Carol?
Well, I would just like to say that with recommendations from the president and our commissioner and Alderman Yates,
what could be better?
I really, those are pretty good people speaking for you, so.
Thank you.
I would definitely support you.
If there is a motion on the floor, those in favor? 2, 4, 6. Alderman Weisbach is not voting, and Alderman Gentile is absent. And let me again add my delight that you are willing to serve, and we look forward to working with you.
Well, I know I'm going to enjoy it, so thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to see you.
Okay.
Claire.
Now, before we go forward with the other items, is everybody leaving?
No, 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 I'll be back in 1 second.
Okay. Although I was not here at the full board meeting on Monday evening, the item regarding the public building study was recommitted back to both our committee and finance. And there was a request for information. We have not received it 24 hours ahead of time, but the commissioner is here and does have something to give us. So I am wondering whether there is an objection to a suspension of the rules to hear the item.
Well, we can hear the item. We just the suspension would be just to accept what he's giving to us, right?
If you're going to hear the item, you might as well accept what he's going to give you. Otherwise, how you
well, gonna... I'll move yes. suspension for that purpose.
Thank you. Any objections? All in favor?
Reluctantly, I would vote in favor. Because
5-0. So come join us at the table and share what you have to share. I cannot promise
you.
That folks will feel... Paul,
Jordan,
yes, that's Paul.
Push over. Put
you always.
Good. You can sit over there. I want to see you.
You
want
to what?
I
want
to see you first in the face.
Did we get one to George and Doug?
Yeah, I put one at their spot.
Okay.
No, I took theirs because you didn't
want it. This is different from what we had.
Not much.
I wasn't here on Monday evening, so I don't know what you might have.
No, I'm just wondering if this is different from what we got Monday night.
It's slightly different.
Does anybody know the docket item number?
74-0.
It's on the agenda, I realize.
Oh, you are so good.
On this?
Yes, honor the mayor requesting an appropriation in the amount of $300,000 from free cash for the purpose of conducting a study of municipal buildings throughout the city. Okay, this was, as I said, recommitted to both committees on Monday the 19th. So, Commissioner, what can you tell us?
Well, thank you for having such short notice.
Hold on a second. Do you have the mayor's letter and the two-page?
I have that.
I don't have any of that.
So the amended information is not available?
It must be on my desk in the...
I have it if somebody wants it. Wait a second.
It didn't come in the packet.
It didn't come in
the packet. Oh, it didn't?
No.
Oh, it was on our desk. No, but I think I took it. I think I have it.
I'm not sure. If all three pages were on the desk? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think I have it. Wait a second.
I can go to my desk if I didn't take it home because I wasn't here on Monday night. Let me just see what's there.
I got everything.
I shall return.
Here we go.
We were all loose last Monday. We didn't have any board orders for the finance items that we took up.
Yeah.
Sure. No. Can I take the office down and make some coffee?
Were they,
yeah.
They were on the desk. Mm-hmm. I don't know what
and
the
you want
were
the,
there.
And this went Monday.
A letter?
You want this? Is that the same thing?
That crack in the whip, I
think. Oh, okay. I think that's all we got.
Okay.
coming tomorrow, right?
No.
2 weeks.
Not even next week.
2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
I mean, they were clocked in, but no, clocked in. They should be part of the...
But they're going to start giving cramps.
This committee doesn't have a phone that has all the documents and information in it. You don't have all the active paperwork on the items you're taking up for you?
I think people saw this.
It's not usually a plan. Yes, usually a plan for the agenda.
Yeah. It was a law and circumstance.
I think they're making a mistake on the roof.
Yeah, because she didn't know it was coming back to our committee.
Isn't that Cal running in plastic? Isn't that all it is?
But she revised
it. Huh?
Fiberglass.
Laminated. Same thing. Kitchen cabinets. Like they are now over at Newton.
Sean is making copies.
I don't think there's a cowl wall on there.
No, it's laminated plastic, whatever it is. Laminated windows. They get their wooden initials carved in all of them.
Yeah, but I don't think that stuff's coming down beneath 7 feet.
It's going in the corner of the building.
Yeah, but I think there's doors under it, and it stops above the doors.
Wonder
if you go in every corner, there's a door.
Sorry, I mean...
Well, there'll be visual.
You know, I know the name.
Like visual planes, you just take the wall out, the brick out, and put this stuff in the corner.
I do it all day. I do it with my... I call my kids the wrong name sometimes. I don't take that personally.
You can't have to leave it.
Hey, listen, I was raised
you
called John
Stevie
Nicky.
Look,
Sharon,
did you call yourself?
Really?
My brother's John.
I
was Nicky.
Stevie Nicky.
I grew up thinking my name was John.
I know it wasn't flip off, but I was saying, wait a second.
You would have to when you missed a board meeting?
I call my brother my son's name, my son, my brother.
You were having a senior moment.
I have lots of those.
I only found one sheet, but
I don't think that
is going down.
I gave it to her.
I only had one sheet on mine. Yes, with that.
There was a letter with it.
Well, there were two great pitchers for the Cardinals back in the 30s and 40s, and one was named Dizzy Dean, and his brother was Paul.
Oh,
and he used to refer to me and Paul, so that's what I started to do. Me and Paul.
Especially around election time, we kind of... we go around threatening everybody in Ward 5.
No, actually, they go around threatening us.
Yeah, what do they tell us? Please run again.
Oh,
I doubt that.
Oh, they do.
You know what it's nice to have on here? What? Which of these projects have received money from the CPA? Because some of them I know have.
Yeah.
They're on the CPA committee.
Yeah, that's true.
That would be Elliott Street, Elliott, no.
Well,
Grassroots Stable and the Health Department.
Well, what about
What about gas and pool?
What about gas and homestead?
Gas and pool? I mean, CPA right, so you want any amount of money. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
any amount.
You sure you don't want to come on my committee? Huh?
I like my committee.
You want to go to already after.
You want to go to finance?
No. I like my committee. I like these committees.
I've been on this one for 20 years. So we didn't
I've been on this one for... Well, she goes right to the point, right away. She asks
the
question.
Okay. That's true.
She does.
That's why you need to be
stable. You know, right.
Same thing with Elliot.
I'm sorry that it's taken that long for those
documents. No,
but okay. Those documents were important. They should have. They didn't go out on Friday. If you didn't open up, if you had a computer and a printer, you didn't get it. And then Monday, if you did get it, it was the top of the desk. I don't even have money before the top of the desk.
Senior Center,
and
that too.
And the second, the backup two pages are very critical to this list.
The garden and the
side. In other words, you know,
I don't know.
You've got to do that, and you have to be able to look at...
I am happy to... For the record, we were joined by Alderman Pitt.
Yes.
How about the library? Wasn't the Newton Corner Library?
Newton Corner Library.
Yeah.
That was
really
exterior.
Thank you.
Yeah, what else?
What
do you
do?
Nothing.
Stuff we
can do. Just make them.
Anything else?
Okay, it's pretty long. The last two pages, I would think.
So all four miscellaneous ones, like CPA money.
We have Jackie Homestead.
Okay, Nick.
Jackie.
So tell us more.
And Senior Center.
And Senior Center, all of them.
Yeah.
Again, thanks for taking up this item again. I have had lengthy discussions with members of the board in what, you know, just further understanding of the study and what we're trying to achieve out of the study. As I was telling Alderman Colletti before the meeting, not only was the reason for selecting these buildings the largest buildings, but buildings of importance, you know, either through public safety, either through recreation, and, you know, when we talk about these community centers, there's still boilers, bathrooms, a considerable amount of space in which is habitable. It's not, I mean, as you can see, I've pulled off things like the Bullows Pond, skating house, the Cove, those smaller buildings, trying to pare down the list. Yeah, to try to pare down the list, but facilities that we know that we're always getting calls on for lack of heat, plumbing, and we know there's a human body there, we certainly want to address. And those buildings that have the infrastructure of boilers, bathrooms, pipes, and things, electrical systems that we really want to take a look at. The study is going to give us basically the existing condition of the facilities on this list. It'll point out the deficiencies that we need to address. I've simply taken the 392,000 square feet, and I know that you're a math teacher. It's roughly about 636 cents a square foot. I do point out that when the selected consultant comes on board, obviously, depending upon the level of effort that a building will need and the type of work plan we get, you know, we're not all of a sudden saying, well, you're only doing these buildings, these are the dollars that you'll get. But it does talk about the distribution on a square foot cost of what we expend to do this study. Out of the study, I think we'd be able to prioritize. I don't see out of this study one of the things that I was talking with all the class of like doing full renovation of a particular building, but certainly if a boiler, a roof, electrical concern or something like that rises to the top of the study, it's something we really want to address. Or get into the CIP process with a document such as the TAPE study gave you back in the 80s to address, you know, the envelopes of buildings. Primarily, I think, was in that. I don't think you got into boilers in that.
And we did some
as part of it. All right. But it still gave the basis of, even when I got here 15 years ago, of the CIP, of why things were on the CIP. And there was a very good program of generator, you know, underground tanks, roofs, windows, and things like that. We all know that those things have been slid back right now. And there's a perfect understanding of probably why through budgets and things like that. As I was mentioning before, I would go in to Sandy Pooler's office when he was the budget officer and tell him all of a sudden I had a condition with a boiler, I was going to need $300,000. He would politely look up to me and says, well, how come you don't know this? How come you don't, you know, how come you don't have a list of what's going on? The fact is I don't have a list of what's going on. You know, we essentially play firemen around the city when it comes to a problem. We go address it rather than knowing beforehand what's out there, what's the age of it, what's the present condition of it, so we can go on and start addressing those type of things. That database that we expect to collect.
There's the magic word.
My database?
Lessons learned.
Is that the one you're talking about?
No. No. This is
even a problem.
No way is he talking about your database.
You said the wrong word.
No, but I think it's, you know, I think it's critical because...
Yes, it is critical.
It is. And you're not far off. And I agree with you on a lot of things about that database. I mean, trust me, you know, it's always been the liability and other things with it. But I think what we end up getting is a facilities database. Of which we certainly started on the school department side in addressing buildings through an M&R process, but through what their study is going on and through this done, we'll certainly have a database of information that we can that I can aggressively state that we have issues within municipal buildings that need to be addressed before other facilities within the city.
Question, Susan?
So do you have a checklist of the things that must
must be part of the study for every building?
Yes, and that, I apologize. It's in the heart of that study. There are some points where we talk about looking at windows, doors, structural. We go inside, look at the mechanical, the electrical. We basically do a full building analysis of that building. What are the deficiencies?
Do you have a list like that?
No, that's the list that we want to get. That's what we've asked for in the study. Is that what's to be looked at?
Okay, so no.
I have that list.
If you have
current list like that?
Yeah.
No.
No, you've created a list that you want to be part of the study.
Yes.
We would like to see that list.
Right.
It's within the study. RFQ. It's in the RFQ that I gave you. The big document with all the pages.
Yeah,
because it talks about
the
scope.
It talks about the interior of the building, the age of certain things, the amount of voltage in the electrical panel, and all of the things.
We received that?
Yeah.
I read the first few pages.
It's a request for proposal. pretty standard, on some of the studies.
That came out twice. It came out once when I first came to the facility with 60-some-odd buildings. That was in your packet. I mean, I can make sure that we get another one. I can probably email everybody here if you want a copy of it, electronic copy. But it's certainly, it's very specific about the scope of the study and what we're trying to achieve out of that study.
And with this kind of 63 cents per square foot, that work can get done?
Definitely. Excellent. I think you get excellent work for that amount of money. You're getting a very comprehensive look. Not just a tour through, but a very, a good look-see at everything that's going on.
Cheryl, and then Paul.
Will this include the age of the building and how long it has left, and in how many years will it need this, and in how many years will it need this? So there'll be something that'll in your database that will
have
a red flag when it's at that point.
They'll come back, and I think if there's structural deficiencies, if there'll be code analysis to things, this is non-compliant.
Well, not just things that are wrong, but things that the life of this boiler is should expect 10 years. In 10 years, it'll pop up.
It's a 30-year-old boiler. You should really think about replacing it. But they'll also, that's a simple life cycle analysis. You have to go there. When was the building built? 1910. It's got a, 80-year-old boiler, 80-year-old boiler. Well, if it's still running, you better be in plan to have another boiler. What we want people to do is go down and look at those existing boilers and then tell us, about those boilers,
mm-hmm.
of what's going on. Other than the age, because we have roofs within the system on different buildings,
right.
That probably could be a 10-year spread, right? A 15-year spread between pieces of roofing on buildings that we want to, get a handle on.
So some could be new and some could not be new.
I think our data right now is hard copies that have been kept on lists within file cabinets within our office. There's not an electronic database. All of our buildings.
Wouldn't that be nice if we're all in one place?
It would be. It would be nice if all of my city plans
mm-hmm.
were also scanned electronically and put on a CD before they turn into dust.
Isn't ISD? I thought ISD was, or is that long term?
I think they are, and there were discussions about
yeah.
that. I don't know if they've got proof for that, but we could certainly piggyback on your scanning capabilities
yeah.
and what they're getting.
My other question is, what are you going to do with the with the studies that have been paid for by the CPA on several of these buildings?
I think those, like the health department, I think the Craft Street Stable, where the exterior has a good look-see, is that they would go inside and start looking at really the infrastructure, the mechanical systems of those studies. That
so the studies we included, that we paid for, didn't include the inside of the building?
No. The CPC doesn't do inside the building. Mm. Even the children's library.
I thought the Craft Street they were going to look at its load, how much the inside could support. They're not doing any of the inside?
I think there was some discussion about energy that the League of Women Voters were trying to get the CPC to address. and that had to do with, if you're going to do these, why aren't we looking at energy conservation measures?
So the study you paid for was for what? For the craft?
Building, basically building on the
line.
Just
the envelope. So can that be something that we cannot do for those particular things that we've already done them for?
Well, yeah, because we'll have a, you know, we'll have a handoff of that. You know, we'll say we don't necessarily have to look at this, but as you recall, it was a struggle getting money to look at the grass food stable.
Yes.
And it was, I was asked, why don't you just take the $60,000 and put some windows in it?
Right, right.
So, I mean, you know, I think that is not as comprehensive of a study that I would have liked to have looked at that.
What about the health department? That was just the outside?
Health department, again, was the outside. Hmm. Looking at the stucco, looking at the windows, looking at all those things exterior to the building.
Okay.
Paul, well, I'm sorry, you finished?
One more thing. Just the Newton Corner Library had a lot of work done to it.
Yeah. Right. All exterior.
Okay, so all exterior.
Well, there was some work done a few years ago on the inside. When the apartment upstairs was modified and stuff.
And the squirrels.
New roof and fascia.
A new handicap.
And handicap stuff.
Yeah. So. But, I mean, again.
This is more for systems?
It'll be for systems in there. I mean, they're going to go in there, they're going to see that it's a public space, it's got accessibility, it's got a handicap bathroom. So there's all check marks, you know.
Are they going to look at the envelope, too? Because I don't want to have to keep doing studies for that.
No, no. So I mean,
if they're in there.
If something that I don't have another architect looking at that envelope, they will certainly look at the envelope of that building. And in their study, they're going to do, you know, I'm going to tell them, although we've done that building over, I still want to look-see.
So this price doesn't include the exterior?
It does. Every building.
Okay.
In other words, if I put this thing out on the street, although I have architects, on-call architects, looking at the Craft Street stable and looking at, well, that other building's done, that is within their scope of work to look at the exteriors of those buildings.
Okay.
So every building gets an exterior look-see.
So we shouldn't see a lot of these things coming back to the CPA once this is done.
No, I think you should pay money to do the work.
The inside.
I think you take the information on this study and you turn it into an application process for the CPC if you do a CPC project.
Mm-hmm.
Because you'll have, you know, you'll really have a lot of ammunition, good ammunition there.
And then they want us to do a study.
Because don't forget, that's the way CPC wants to do it now. They want us to
give a little seed
money, do a study, come back.
Paul and then Lenny?
I have a couple of different points, you know, to make. And obviously the list has an altogether different, you know, impact in my mind. But the two questions, one is a question about the money first. And then afterwards, I want to just pose a hypothetical question to the committee. But what I'd like to ask is that originally it was going to cost $300,000 to look at 50-something buildings. And, you know, once again, this reminds me a little bit about where we're at with how much it's going to cost to build a high school at this point, because originally we were going to get 51 buildings reviewed for $300,000. Now, the item is denied in finance, and suddenly a docket item comes back, and 30-something buildings are removed, but the price only goes down by $50,000. And then when someone asks for price justification, you come back with a square footage price. So now if I really want to do my math and want to apply the 63 cents a square foot times the original 56 buildings, the study should have been $600,000, at least $600,000. So already I start to say to myself, you see, when the rubber starts to meet the road and we start looking for information, suddenly we get hit with square foot prices that attempt to justify why a project has been cut by more than, you know, 50%, yet, you know, the actual cost hasn't been impacted at all. So I said to Nick, you know, I said, Nick, this really bothers me because you're now going to have to try and break out for me, you know, what the value of the work that's going to be done for each of these buildings are. Because, you know, in my mind, as I look at some of these buildings, and, you know, he can answer if he wants that question. I'm sure the mayor and Nick had this discussion on Friday when they came up, because I called Nick at 2 o'clock on Friday to tell him that, you know, unless there was, was it Friday or Monday?
I can't remember.
Monday.
Basically, after I got all the information over the weekend, I called him on Monday and I said, look it. But the reason why this was denied in finance was that we didn't have a breakdown of the numbers. We didn't have any prioritization of how important these buildings are. And we basically, you know, were concerned that the kind of study that was being done and the amount of money that was being charged wasn't going to be sufficient to really, you know, do what needed to be done for all those buildings. So I was pleased that the number was reduced. But what really disturbed me when I saw the mayor's letter, and it said these are the 26 largest municipal buildings. And I said to myself, okay, these are the 26 largest municipal buildings. Most of these buildings are the most mundane, boring, minuscule, small buildings that we own in the city. Many of them are garages. Some, you know, the funny part about it is if you look at these numbers, the main library and City Hall and the police station are about 60 to 65% of the money that's being spent on the study. The new main library, as far as I knew, was relatively pretty new except for the chiller work that we did, and I guess we need to analyze it. But $59,000, you know, is a significant amount of this money to do a building. It is the newest building in the city. City Hall, we've known for years, needs $4 million worth of work. And why we're going to spend $51,000 on a building, you know, that we already pretty much know what it needs, you know, I get nervous about. The police station, which we just spent $5 million on, and I can't believe it, it was 1993.
The fact that we did it, really.
I mean, you know, it seems to me it was much later than that, but, you know, or else I've been enjoying myself for the last 14 years. But, you know, this building is about, you know, and I'm saying to myself, the first part of my question about the price, hopefully get an answer, but the hypothetical part that this committee, why I was glad that it came back to public facilities, is that we were told in the finance committee that much of the work that was going to be done involving the buildings in the city were going to be either held up or dependent on the results of this study. And many of us were led to believe that the buildings that were going to be reviewed had a tremendous impact, you know, on the infrastructure of the city. And we were told in the committee that night that the work on the fire stations, the fire stations were originally included in the first study. But even though the work had already been done and the report has already been prepared, we were led to believe that there was nothing that was going to be done regarding fire stations until after January of 2008 when this report was delivered. And that was the second reason why the Finance Committee denied this item. So the fire stations have now been taken out of the study, and basically there were many items in this list that should be removed. But what I asked you as a committee, because I said to Nick, for the last day or so, we've been kind of trying to talk over what we need to be thinking about. Assume that while we're waiting for this study to come in, we take no action on the fire station. And in July, when the school department gives us a list of priorities that they have when the school study is done, and we get a list of at least 2 middle schools and at least 4 or 5 elementary schools that need dramatic, major infusions of money, and you turn around and assume that the mayor's office might give us $4.5 million a year for the next 4 years. So that's $18 million in money set aside for these types of improvements. And I don't even think they're going to do that. If you stop and take a look at just to do 2 fire stations is $5 million, and the school side, assume you give them half of the money that the mayor might come up with, that's $9 million, that's $14 million. And then you take a look at some of the other emergencies that come along for $2.5 to $3 million. We're going to wait for this study to give us information about these minuscule buildings that are going to hold up all of the major work that we should be starting to do now. We're not borrowing the money that we should be borrowing to get these projects going. And everything has been pushed back depending on this. The municipal study of the 26 largest buildings. Half of these buildings should be torn down. Half of these buildings should be torn down. You know, the branch library, we were going to close. Now, and you know what's really happening here? Yeah, there'll be a study on these branch libraries. You know what's going to happen? They're all going to be improved. Why? Because the mayor needs to put the people who are in the car school someplace. And now he's going to upgrade these branch libraries so he can move the troop that's in car school into some of these buildings now.
And those aren't the important things that need to be done. There's fire stations that need to be taken care of. Those people who sign leases in some of those other buildings that need to be moved now ought to go find someplace else to locate. And, you know, and the problem is that, you know, some of these field houses and garages and stuff are exactly that. The police garage is a garage where people repair cars and put old tires, and it's not a place that you're going to spend any money to fix. You know, so that my problem is, what are we doing? You're holding up all this critical stuff that's going to come along to wait for this stuff? In other words, the bathhouse at Crystal Lake, you're going to tear it down. They haven't done anything for years to improve it. What are we? In other words, with $18 million to come in the next 4 years, where would you spend it? I can't think, unless you're looking at City Hall and the main library, of anything on this list that I would do in place of what we're going to get from the school department and what we're going to get from the fire station, you know, coming down the road in less than the next year. So that's what disturbed me. When I saw this list, I expected to see something, some meat. And I said to myself, you know, this is just a stall. This is just an attempt, you know, to make it look like we're trying to follow, again, another recommendation of the Blue Ribbon Commission that said we needed to study all these buildings. And it's going to attempt to come up with another list of capital improvements that, you know, that aren't really the kinds of things that we really need to be thinking of immediately in order to react, you know, to the crisis that we have. So that's why I'm glad it came back here. And some of your questions are very good. But, you know, I would be turning around and saying to both the commissioner and the mayor's office, who's here, you know, when are we going to move forward on these other items, and do you have a plan of what you're going to do in July when you get the next request, and how fast, if we're going to talk about it next Monday night in finance, because we have item 7 on our outline, talks about what we're going to do about some of these lagging projects that need to be moved. Now, I heard today in the newspaper that they're saying that they're going to release the fire station report in April. But unless the mayor's going to say something in his speech about using cash to do the fire stations, and I don't think he's going to do that, because I saw today he just told the schools another $5 million for their budget within his reach. So any cash he has, any money in the overlay surplus, he's going to give to the schools. He's telling them already he's going to give them $11 million. So he's not going to make some great announcement in April that the fire stations are going to get $4 million in cash. He just isn't going to do it, unless someone's going to correct me tonight. But we'll start talking about that next week. But I ask you, because to get any information on these buildings, it isn't going to come in the next 4 years. And unless it's something like one of these buildings burning down and so we have to do something to replace it, we're not going to spend a nickel on any of these buildings. And yet we're going to waste this money to put a database together. This is going to be obsolete, you know, by the time, you know, unless we're going to pay somebody money to go out and update it every 3 or 4 years. You know, all you're going to have is an old CD that you never play, you know, on your CD player. In other words, that's what you're going to have. So, you know, that's why it's important. The money wasn't the issue. It was trying to get to the bottom of what was happening with this whole thing. And when it dropped from 56 down to 20, I was amazed. Well, I didn't hear about it until 2 minutes before 5 on Friday, another one of those Friday afternoon phone calls. But, I mean, and it was, I guess it was well-intentioned, but the numbers didn't drop, and I really don't know, you know, what their mind thought the process was when they met Friday afternoon to decide how they were going to deal with the vote that was going to happen on Monday night. But I don't think that this gives me a great sense that we're making a commitment, you know, to get started on the fire stations and the schools. And that's the message that I'm trying to say to the public facilities committee. That's your job. In other words, to put the feet to the fire of the people that are sitting here tonight and ask why all that stuff is going to be delayed, you know, until these buildings are studied. Because that's wrong. And you know what's going to happen? Once again, we're going to have a gap where we're not borrowing the money that we said we're going to borrow. The money that the mayor's office promised that was available while we built this high school in order to do this work. So that's the message, and I'll deal with it in finance from a different perspective. But that's what I ask you to think about tonight when you question them, you know, about, you know, what this thing is all about. Okay?
Lenny?
Can I just follow up? Do you know how many square feet
No. In other words, what I asked him to do outside of this, I'm glad he did it, because at least he didn't just blow me off. In other words, and say, I'm not going to do what Alderman Colletti asked me to do. But what I did ask him to do was I asked him, you know, Nick, what you need to do for me is you need to give me, like the mayor's office used to do in the CIP, prioritization. 1, 2, 3. One, most important items on this page of buildings that, you know, if you suddenly had a share of that $18 million that you might do some work on. 2, you know, something that's very nice to think about, but obviously, you know, it's nowhere on your radar screen. And 3, something that just won't get taken care of, like the bathhouse, like, you know, some of these other things. You know, for instance, the senior center. In other words, you know, we just spent, you know, a tremendous amount of money on the outside of that building, and the inside of the building, and the parking lot, and the ground. I don't know, in other words, but he didn't do that. And the reason he didn't prioritize it is that I'm afraid that he would give me more information that would continue to undermine my confidence in why we're doing this study. In other words, because if suddenly those 5 branch libraries became the most important things on this piece of paper, then I have a real problem, because, you know, those things are really almost off our radar screen. Those are buildings, you know, that we were talking, the health building, we're talking about selling. In other words, you know, we're going to put some money into it in order to honor the historical significance of it, but that's a building that we literally can sell. And the Crescent Street properties where the Parks and Recreation building are, you know, basically should be, you know, either sold, and we should be looking at air rights, because that's the only parcel of land in the city that the city of Newton owns that's contiguous to the Mass Turnpike. So why we would want to do anything with those old dilapidated garages in that little house that's on that property that's the office, I can't understand it. So, in other words, my point is they didn't prioritize, because if they really did, we'd find out that, you know, that this is just another one of those, you know, opportunities to just drag things out a little bit longer, you know, and we've seen it before. We've seen it on Needham Street. We've seen it in other places where we keep having meetings with people and we look at plans that are 40% complete, 50%, and they never get 100% complete. And the tab was right on the button today when it said, we paid for that study in 2006, October. And now suddenly it's a draft. We paid somebody to do a draft study, we gave them $26,000, and now we're afraid to release it. So if history is any part of the future, and if we haven't learned our lesson, we should look very carefully at the game that's being played on us now. Because, you know, to me, this is wrong. In other words, we should be focusing on the critical things that need to be done. And the Carr School is just another issue. Next summer, when school, you know, lets out, we need to be prepared to go in and do $6 million worth of work in that building, which is going to come out of that $18 million. So, in other words, you know, I ask you to use your positions now to refocus what needs to be done to get the fire stations back on track, to make preparations to expect what's going to be coming from the school department in the Carr School, and realize that you have no money to deal with these.
Lenny?
My question is totally different than the different forms he's talking about, but my question was, if the study goes forward and it identifies some serious health and safety issues, how do we plan on responding to those things? Because I can imagine that we're going to find some things, we're going to find asbestos that, you know, we've probably been ignoring for years or whatever, but once it's cited in the report, you know, you really can't ignore it. And I'm just wondering if there's been any thought given to how you're going to deal with, you know, issues like that that come up, that, that you really can't, you know, pipe asbestos on pipes, or, you know, there's a whole host of things that come up. Is there any thought given to what you'll do on that, how you'll address those concerns?
Well, we'll actively and aggressively fix those things that are life safety concerns. If in that study it addresses a fried piece of pipe insulation, again, most study architects will alert you right away to conditions like that, and we'll get in there, you know, and get it fixed. And possibly, if we have to do, we'll do an air quality check and things like that. But we will address those things. You know, it doesn't mean we're going to pull out the whole freaking piping system, because we're not required to do that. You know, if it's got a piece of lagging pipe insulation somewhere that they find, we'll go address it and seal it up and call it a day, and we'll contain it.
Because I think you're going to have to be ready to do that.
We, you know, in our normal course of just our facilities guys going around, when those issues come up, you know, we address them. You know, the guys go to class, they do a glove bag thing, or we get in our on-call person, and we fix it. But we'll always take care of, you know, the life safety type of issues that get brought to our attention. We have to do that.
Okay. And just one comment I'll make is that I don't necessarily disagree with a lot of the things that Paul said. I'm not quite sure what he wants, what action he wants or doesn't want, because actually I'm pretty confused. But I will say this in defense of the administration in public buildings, and it wasn't me. I'm not a big study guy. Never have been. I think I made it quite clear when the school department came in here that I thought that the timing was way off and spoke against it quite directly, okay? And I wasn't really wild about this report, but I do remember many members of the board asking over, you know, years, you know, we need to get a study. And so it's members of the board that have been pushing this as much as anybody. So, for whatever that's worth, now personally, whether there is one or isn't, I don't really care, because they do seem to, you know, they do tend to sit on shelves, and there are places here that I'm kind of curious as to why we're studying, but I don't know. I mean, this is something that we asked for, so not me, but
you know,
before.
You can only keep your head in the, you know, in the sand so long. It is my job as building commissioner not to keep my head in the sand, but to come up with a study of the facilities that we have. I want to study all that. I mean, it's not, you know, it's 26. If we get 26 studies, you know, that I think are very important, we'll study those 26. It gives us a planning document of the issues in those buildings that we need to address, because right now, we have no planning document. The only thing that we've been pushing is roofs and windows, and when a boiler goes, we have no conception of when $300,000 or two boilers, $600,000 is leaving the city, because we have not actively checked the age of our boilers, you know, certified our electrical things. We need a study of our building, and it's an embarrassment of a AAA bond-rated city not having a planning document to go by to fix those things. It is a shame. Now, whether you want to take that study and flick it up on the shelf and let it collect dust, it's totally up to you. But I am not doing my job.
It's not totally up to us.
Well, okay.
Where's the money coming from? That's what we're talking about. Don't throw it in my face.
It is my job as building commissioner to look after the public buildings of this city. It is in the charter. I need a planning document to come back to you and talk seriously about what needs to be done with the public building.
I don't quarrel with that.
That's all.
I don't quarrel with that.
And if I don't do it, I should have my job.
I don't quarrel with that. That's fine. You can say that all day and night.
Well, somebody talked about a study sitting up.
I always say that, because I wouldn't support a study for the love of... Anyway. But don't tell me that we're going to be the ones that have to make the determination on these things, because we don't come up with the money. That's the issue for me, my friend. Dollars and cents, okay? Now, I have a list that I acquired today from the school department showing all the work orders that go back to 2004 that have not been completed to this point. Now, those are just work orders, okay? I mean, leaky faucets, broken this, broken that, whatever the case may be, all right? Going back to 2004. They haven't been done. How in the hell do you expect to do anything after you get this study if you don't have the money? If they don't have the money to do it now, you don't have the kind of budget to go do all this work. You're not given that kind of money to do these jobs. He has to come up with the dough. He hasn't come up with the dough for anything. And now you're telling me this, you don't know what boilers have to be replaced at this point in time?
Coming up,
you have not got any notice in any of the schools where the boilers haven't been firing? I'll show you on the list where they are. Because I've got that list downstairs in the comptroller's office. Don't tell, you know, Nick. Nick, it's dollars and cents. And we don't have it.
I know where you've been. I know what you got. And, you know, so I know about all the 4,000 studies that need to be done, the work orders and this and that. We're addressing those.
Yeah, but
we believe that there is a considerable gap in the information on what gets out there and what gets completed. And
I
just want to stick to the study because that's leaky
part. That's part of the study. That's as a result of what has to be done. You're telling me this has to be done?
It's not going
to
be in any school buildings. It's going to be in municipal buildings. And I have heard repeatedly, why don't we have a study for, and Alderman Gentile's correct.
Gentile.
But we do not have a study on the municipal side. So obviously the school department can come forward, and they will come forward with their study. They'll come forward. It's ammunition. It's bullets and a gun. All I have that is author, and all of his, 25? What is it going on? 33 years of knowledge about our buildings. He's like a national treasure. I want to stick a wire in his head and download his brain. Because we have roof jobs that we've done. But we need to get this on a database, and that's all I'm looking for. You know, what happens with that study, and we start to prioritize and go out, it at least gives us the things to start addressing our buildings.
Ryan's coming up with some cash for us to do it. Can I
just finish what I was saying?
I thought mine was finished.
No.
I apologize, Mr. Paul.
But Nick, what's happening is, and what... What continues to get in the way, Nick, and I'm not saying that this is your fault, but it keeps coming back to the fire stations. And Paul referenced it several times tonight, and that's what gets in the way of trying to do some planning like this, because we have been, it's been a year ago last February, okay, when we last met on the fire stations. Paul's right in that we paid for the study in October, but we had information from over a year and a half now, and we were meeting on it, and we had a spreadsheet, and it was a breakdown of what needed to be done in every building and estimated cost. Now, I know that we were doing a more detailed report, but we have had plenty of information, and we have been sitting by waiting for a plan. We have a history in this city of prioritizing our work, okay? It takes a long time to get things done, but we generally have an order of things. First it was the middle school situation, then it was Tier 1, then it was Newton South, and finally it's been Newton North. And then what we're saying is the next greatest need, and the one that we've already done work on, was the fire station. And before we do anything else, we have to address the fire stations. And nothing is getting done. We don't get anything. And that's part of the problem with this study. That's my sense of, again, what was truly frustrating people. If we had a plan in front of us as to how we're going to deal with the deplorable conditions at our fire stations, I don't think that you would be hearing some of the comments that you're hearing tonight, this thing would have necessarily been denied. And it just keeps, that's my sense, it just keeps coming back to that. And it's just amazing to me that the administration doesn't get that. It just doesn't give us what we're looking for, so we know that we're going to move forward, and that's going to be the next priority. And then, as you say, then we'll have this study, and we'll prioritize from there. But not until we get the fire station.
Susan, did you ask?
Yes. I'm confused about the fire station study. Have you seen the fire station?
No. We did see it. Those were four of us who were on the committee that were meeting with the mayor's office to review the condition of the fire station saw a spreadsheet that was prepared by Carolyn Sarno that had all of the prices for the work that needed to be done.
Was it based on
I think it was two
yes, it was preliminary. And then what
Sandy... Oh, it was pretty specific. It was all...
Yeah, but then Sandy said...
I remember the board got that.
Did they?
Yes. You got it. But and then Sandy said, all right, let's take this information and go back to them because we need to fine-tune it and we need to come up with a plan.
But then we who go back to them?
The consultant. Because the consultant and the fire chief indicated that they wanted the buildings vacated. It was impossible, almost like what happened with the high school. It was impossible to renovate these fire stations properly while they were occupied. So
that was a year ago.
Get modulars and put the modulars alongside. Keep the fire trucks inside because that area is not really being worked on. Put the modulars on the alongside. Empty the place out. Fix it for a year, year and a half, and then move the modulars to the next station. The mayor's office didn't like the concept of having to spend money for those kinds of functions, moving people and keeping, and didn't want to have to bite the bullet of spending $2.5 million for each station. In order to do the job completely. So Sandy kind of disbanded our meeting because we kept pushing them to do it the way that everyone expected it to be done, and he's decided to come in with these little 150s here and 200,000 there in order to look like they're interested in wanting to do the work, but basically they put the consoles in so that they can be removed while the building gets renovated, but they needed to do that, and they're putting the smoke detectors in because it's almost criminal that there's no smoke and fire detectors in the fire stations. And then basically the other work they're doing is work that, can be done, but at the same time, the buildings still need to be addressed.
Can I just tell you the timeline?
Yeah.
Nick, Sandy, the fire chief, Paul, Sal, myself, and Scott Lennon were meeting in this room going over that initial report and what we were going to do. We had a couple of meetings, and then in February, a year ago, Sandy said, we need to go back as the administration and work with the consultant so we can come up with a plan, okay? We assumed that we'd be meeting again in a couple of months, and it's just dragged on and on and on, and we're no further along, and that's the big frustration.
So, in my mind, doing a study building is a good idea. But it puts the whole output of the study in question. If there was a study and there was a process and then it stopped and no work had been done to do the work that was called by the last study, so why should we do more studies until we can see that we're going to do something on the last study?
That's what I said at the last committee.
You've got a study that is going to be complete within a couple of weeks.
Why would we pay them if it wasn't complete?
Because we got a lot of effort out of them for the amount of money that we paid. It was done by an on-call engineering firm.
I can't hear you.
I'm sorry. It was done by an on-call engineering firm that we do a lot of work with. And we got a very good deal on that study. We did.
So you paid them first before you finished it?
So what's the big announcement? That's the budget. In other words, why is the thing
I'm not here to speak about the fire station tonight.
We were told
I'm here to talk about the study. I think
Nick.
Oh,
come on, Nick.
Can I just ask you
a week ago the fire stations were in the study.
Yeah, let me just say, and I know other people have asked to be recognized, but I voted, I was one of two people to vote for this in finance. And one of the reasons I voted for it in finance was that the fire stations were to be included, because that said to me, at least finally, they'll get done. It won't be this separate piece that, I understand you're here to talk about the study, and it's not fair to ask you to defend what's going on, across the hall. But I have to tell you, as someone who has voted for this twice now, and I probably would have voted for it at the full board had it been here, I am inclined not to until that piece about the fire stations comes forward. I mean, I don't know that the work on every fire station is going to take priority over everything else, but some of them certainly are so deplorable that work has to happen there. I mean, I look at this and, you know, the new library, if that isn't in good shape, we're all in trouble. I'm not saying that there aren't always things that can be updated on the building, but we know we've got a near catastrophic situation in most of our firehouses, and we're not doing anything. So it really does not create any kind of level of comfort to do yet another study when no work has been done on study that has shown catastrophic conditions. Paul and then Cheryl. And
well, I just want to go a little bit deeper now and give you a little bit more of my vision of what's happening. Here April's coming. Normally, if there's ever going to be a request from the executive department to declare some money either for a supplemental capital budget or for some other expenditure of funds before the end of the year, the items are normally docketed in February in order to be taken up by the subcommittee and then ultimately the finance committee before June 30. I have not heard the commissioner say that he put a request into the executive department for any money from the supplemental budget. We've got $3 million of extra money that we would have spent for snow removal right now that's sitting there. We've got an extra $5 million in overlay surplus that's just sitting there. In other words, if anybody or those of us who are familiar with the finances of the city right now know that we have significant cash reserves sitting there that somebody should be proposing, even if we take $1 million of it and buy some new plowing equipment, just to be prepared next year when we get the snow, because we didn't get it this year, and we didn't have to spend money to plow it, so we should at least replace some more equipment so that we don't do it after it breaks. The point is, there has been no one to this minute that has said to me that there's a supplemental budget coming in to deal with any of these building issues. Worse than that, I open up the docket on the weekend, and we do have plenty of bonding flexibility because we haven't really borrowed that much this year. We're not borrowing the $10 million like the mayor says that we can borrow. We're not borrowing it this year, all right? And the point is, he decides to come in for $4.5 million for AstroTurf for bonding. Now, that isn't throwing crap in the face of the Board of Aldermen, because that's two fire stations right there. Now, you know, if you're not getting the message, you know, the worst part about it is, when we started having this discussion, the mayor's office was here. And when we started to get, and the seat started to get a little itchy, they left. All right? And that's what bothers me. Because I got a phone call yesterday from the mayor who wanted to talk about it on the phone, and I didn't bother to call him back, because the only way I'm really going to get anything done is talking to Nick. Because the mayor wanted to know what I want. And if I have to tell him again what I think I want, you know, then he's deaf. Because I've told it to him at least 40 times. And I've written them, I've talked to him, I've met with him, I've had lunch with him. The only thing I'm not doing is camping out in his house. And he just won't, you know, get some of this stuff moving. And the point is, but it wasn't, he had absolutely no problem docketing this item for $4.5 million of AstroTurf. In other words, when he's got all of these other problems coming, and now he's looking for another $2.3 million to buy the Crystal Lake property over there. In other words, these are not some of the priorities that we're supposed to be dealing with, and he's got plenty of dough that he's already now said to the school committee, I've got another $5 million for you. So half of that surplus right now that we have, he's already now starting to cave. And, you know, I have no problem giving them the money if they need it. But the idea is that we should have at least looked at what we could have done with that money, you know, before we made a decision, you know, to suddenly just, you know, give it away. So, you know, that's my concern is that no supplemental budget in the offing right now. I know of nothing that they're preparing to do. So they did a couple of rooms, and they did a couple of windows at a fire station. There was nothing else really done. You know, and the point is, Nick's not asking for anything. Have you sent him a letter? Or do you have to wait for them to call you and say, Nick, send me a letter?
We got money. Come get it.
In other words, you know, it's time. If he hasn't done it, it's too late. And there's a lot of cash there right now that's just sitting there, where there's over $30 million. And you know, the worst part about it is, the mayor said he's going to take $2 million from the debt reserve. That's the money for Newton North, the last I heard. But all of a sudden, because it's a political thing that he and Ted Guy need to do, has decided that he's going to take $2 million from that money, which is another slap in the face. And I'm getting tired of those slaps in the faces, because while we ponied that $12 million in the bank, the price of Newton North went up by $36 million. So it wasn't a big deal, the fact that we have it, because it's worth 33 cents of what it was if we started this project when we were supposed to. So, you know, that's you know, and we'll deal with some of that stuff in the Finance Committee, you know, on Monday night. But I'm just trying to tell you that, you know, you're going to get the request. It's already on your, it's on your docket for the AstroTurf. And luckily, Programs and Services isn't taking it. It's not on our agenda tonight.
Actually,
Once he collects that item, it pulls that money and it puts that to the side. Because once the funding source is identified by the controller, it doesn't exist now to be used for something else.
Okay, let me bring us back.
I'm going to hold.
That is fine. I just want to make the following, just let everybody know where we are. I have no problem with your moving hold at all. Where we are now, this is our last meeting in March. The meeting that we would have had on the 4th has been taken for a full board meeting. The meeting that we would have had on the 18th, which is the night after the budget had been, you know, was scheduled to be released. Before I knew we were losing the meeting on the 4th, I had said we wouldn't meet that night because we couldn't really do the budget the night after the budget is released, so we won't have a chance to look at it. And the following week, we have a special PF meeting to do the budget. So we do not have another meeting in PF unless we reconstitute the meeting on the 18th until May. So I just want us to know, that's just FYI.
Well, it works fine because we're supposed to get this report in mid-April. I'm moving bold because I don't think we should take any action on this until we get the fire station report. And that's not going to be released to mid-April, so we should get the report, and then when we get it, we can deal with this item. Would be my suggestion.
Anybody want to make a comment on the motion, Brian and Cheryl?
I would agree with that, but I think the other tool that we should keep in mind is the capital improvement program. And I haven't looked at what we've got before us from there, but it would seem to me that if we want to make it very clear that we expect the fire stations to have the priority, that we should take a look at the CIP if it is so indicated, then approve it. And if it doesn't, then strike down stuff that's ahead of it and move it up. The CIP has no complete force, but it's totally within our purview, and it's, I think if we want to send a message, I think that's another way to do it. So let's just keep that in mind, that at some point in the budget process, we have to do the CIP, so maybe we can actually get some mileage out of the CIP this year.
Nick, can I just ask you one question? You didn't clear this up. You paid for the fire station study, but it wasn't done, and then they did more work for no money. Is that what you're saying? I mean, that's what it sounded like, but it couldn't possibly be true.
I think there was a study, but it's never been released.
It's a study that was in draft form.
Okay, so there's no reason we're waiting till April. Because wouldn't they have given you a complete study before you paid for it?
Because we have a good relationship with these guys.
So they didn't. You paid for it when they didn't complete the job.
But they are.
They paid for a draft, and they had this ink stamp, but just a draft for a draft and stamp.
Was
okay, then I know. It's just amazing. Hey, one more thing. I don't have the original list.
Okay.
I'd like to see the original list.
With the square feet on it.
Sure.
That would be great for our next meeting.
So much?
Yes. And for an extra $50,000, if we're going to double the amount of buildings, I mean, I don't. I can't imagine the $50,000 was a big deal. I don't think
that's 63 cents though.
Well, that's it's a big deal. You know, do the math.
Anyway,
someone has expressed your reservations about getting 51 buildings done for $300,000. So I don't have a problem with the money because I think maybe we'll get a better study on 26 buildings.